Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey, can I just chat with you for a second? I know there are some of you out there who have a vision for what you'd like your life to look like, but you're just not exactly sure how to take the steps to make it into a reality. And sometimes you just need somebody to brainstorm with you and collaborate on how to make your goals happen. I'd like to be that person for you. That's why I'm offering one-on-one calls. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Kind of a mouthful, but again, that's Calendly, calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Here you can set up a 30-minute or a 60-minute strategizing session. If you're looking for a sign to change your life, this is it. And I would absolutely love to be the person to help you get there. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Hey guys, coming your way with a healthy, happy living tip this week, and it's all about sleep. This is something that I have directly experienced recently. I have been working with a personal trainer for the past few weeks, and when I first sent in my initial assessment, I mentioned that I felt like I was overtraining and that, you know, I am an incredibly active person, but I have been gaining weight and I just couldn't understand, like, how can I exercise so much time every day and gain weight? It didn't make sense to me. So when I spoke to my trainer, she told me that it is because I am not properly letting my body sleep. I am not letting myself rest effectively. So I have been very strict to get at least 7 hours of sleep every night. If I can do 8 hours, that's even better. But I have been very, very strict with myself to make this a priority because it's important. And she talked me through a lot of the reasons why. The first reason would be that it helps your brain work properly. So your brain needs time to reset and prepare for the next day. And that is, you know, your not only just your mind and your thoughts, but also just preparing your body for that as well. And what really scared me was she told me that the sleep deficiency that I am experiencing increases my risk for kidney problems, stroke, heart disease, and obviously my immune system. The less sleep I have, the more prone I am to being sick. So I definitely have noticed a difference since committing to getting my 7 hours. And I'm hoping to push that for 8 really soon. But I just wanted to share with you some of the tips and tricks that I have used in order to get myself on a better sleeping schedule. So the first is that I try to use the hour before bed to completely unplug. So I'm not checking my phone. I'm not really worrying about what's going on. I'm just making that time and preparing myself to settle down. And, you know, I'll take pen to paper. I'll write in my journal. I'll get everything ready for the next day. I will play some relaxing music. I will use my essential oil diffuser and I'll put some lavender in there, and that helps me to just feel zen and feel more relaxed and in my body. So I definitely think that has made a difference. I also do my best to stop drinking water probably about an hour and a half before my intended bedtime, just so I can go to the bathroom and I won't have to wake up in the middle of the night to go. And I also really pay attention to how much caffeine I'm having in the afternoon, because that affects being able to fall asleep as well. I've been using a supplement called Natural Calm, which is a dose of magnesium, and that also promotes relaxation of the body and a nice restful sleep. And I've noticed that if I use too much, I do feel groggy. So I only use probably half a serving than what is recommended, and I wake up feeling really, really great. So I definitely recommend Natural Calm. If you are interested in the brand that I use, I will put the link to the Amazon in the show notes below. And finally, when I'm laying in bed, I just do my best to meditate and focus on my breath. So, you know, if I find that my mind is swirling with thoughts or anxieties, I'll open up my notebook or my journal and I'll write them all out, just so they're out of my mind. They're on paper, they're in a safe place. And then when it's time to go to bed, I will just focus on my body. So those are my tips that I have for you this week. My neighbors just started blaring music, so I guess that's the end of this episode. I hope it was helpful and insightful, and I'm excited to chat with you on Monday. My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.